Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are delighted to welcome in Tim Brando from Fox Sports. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of $7,000 off on Jeeps. Hey, Tim, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Tim.
Wow, Mully and Haw, and I'm in Naples, Florida today to break down the brackets with some people with Naples Next and old Chicago and Charlie Besser and Intersport. So yeah. I'm living life large with
nice.
You guys. It's like a Chicago feel, and I'm in Naples, Florida. How good is that?
Wow, yeah. You're living the dream.
Very good for you.
Tim, help us out. Okay, we just heard from Zion Williamson there, and obviously we've seen Duke with him and seen Duke without him, and he's had an unbelievable season. And does he remind you of anyone? Do you look at him and say, that's Dominique Wilkins, cross genes with Charles Bark? I mean, how do you?
That's a really, but you know what? That's the first time I've heard that one. And that actually might be the most accurate depiction, if you're going to make a comparison, that I've ever heard. It may be unfair to compare, really, because he's a generational talent. I look at the years that I've been covering basketball, not just college basketball, but basketball in general. Jordan was a generational talent. And you may have said, well, in college we didn't know that. And you'd probably be accurate. But that old axiom, the only guy that could hold down Michael Jordan was Dean Smith because of the way North Carolina played, was really true. I mean, there was a lot of truth to that. Dean was going to use his bench. There were only so many minutes, and there was a system in play. But as a collegian, the only guys I can compare him to would be big, powerful post players. Patrick Ewing, Ralph Sampson, who played more outside in and inside out, and Shaquille O'Neal, who was a player that ran the floor for a man his size. And he wasn't nearly as big, obviously, in college as he became in the NBA, but he was still bigger than anyone we'd ever seen that could run the floor like that. And certainly none of those guys could take the ball out on the floor and handle it the way Zion can handle it. Could find ways to get to the lane without charging. You know, he can contort his body without picking up player control fouls for a 6'8", 6'7.5", 275, 280-pound man in ways that I've never seen. And I had seen him for 33 seconds only in the Duke Carolina game that we called on Raycom. And this past weekend, we put Raycom Sports to bed with our final ACC tournament. And I got to see him for the first time for a full, 40 minutes in the championship game. And he's incredible. And as good as Duke is as a team, without him, they are just a top 10 team. With him, they are a dominant team. And I've got him getting all the way to the finals as a result of Zion being there. But I just think the competition level of this tournament is still going to be fantastic. It'll be a lot of fun to watch, and more than just because of Zion. But when people start talking about, well, gosh, I'm sick and tired of hearing about Zion. Well, get ready, because you're sick and tired of hearing about LeBron. This is your next LeBron. And LeBron would have been a generational player in college had he gone to college. He just didn't.
Absolutely right. I mean, this is his tournament. It's their time. And you get the sense, Tim, and you saw all the teams in the ACC tournament, and three of the four top seeds came from that league. But you get the sense that the Duke is the team to beat. And does Duke have to lose the tournament for someone else to win it? In that, I mean, they're not a good three-point shooting team. They're a young team. Do they have to have a misstep for someone else to take advantage?
Well, I think maybe all the way to the Final Four, they'd have to have a misstep. I don't see, and I know the people, a lot of people saying it's the toughest region and they're the overall number one seed. There's a lot of truth to that. Virginia Tech has beaten them, and they'll play them in the Sweet 16 if chalk holes. And Virginia Tech's beaten them, and they're getting Justin Robinson back. Maryland is, I think, a real sleeper team to get to the Sweet 16. And Michigan State is obviously, you can make a case as the Big Ten champions and a team that beat Michigan to get to the NCAAs this year. That's a team that, frankly, you know, from a toughness standpoint, you think would be a tough out in the Elite Eight. But Duke is better than all of those teams. I think they're going to run into trouble when they play a club that has no fear of Zion and has dealt with him before. And that's what I see when they play North Carolina in the finals. I think there will be a Duke, a Battle of the Blues, Chapter 4. And North Carolina shoots the ball well enough. Okay, Duke, their Achilles heel is their three-point shooting. They were 2 of 14 against Florida State. That's not good enough. Now, they had just enough to beat North Carolina because Zion Williamson willed their way to the win. North Carolina is sick and tired of hearing about Zion Williamson. North Carolina is sick and tired of not getting their just due as a blue blood. And I think in a rematch setting in the national championship can beat them, and that's what I'm predicting.
What, when we look at a team like Virginia, I think, you know, I don't think anybody's saying that the ACC doesn't deserve three number one seeds just based on everything that's happened all year long and certainly what's going on with Zion Williamson being out and then coming back and how good they are with him. But Virginia is the only team ever to lose to a 16 seed, and they did it last year, and now here they are again. Now, you know, you can argue that they've got their own lottery pick on that roster, and that you look at the bracket, and it looks like a pretty good bracket for them. Is their style of play, Tim, just the way the grindy offense and the defensive-minded coach and the way they play, does that make them hard to put together a run in the tournament? Because while they're gonna win, they're also grinding out wins. They're not really dominating. Now they got the 3-and-D lotto pick. Maybe they're a different team.
Well, DeAndre Hunter is a lottery pick.
Yeah.
And Kyle Guy and Ty Jerome are both pros. They're going to play at the next level. In Kihei Clark, though, this is the difference. And they're not, if you haven't seen enough of Virginia, they're not the typical Virginia team. They're not the same plodding defense, offense that relies just on the pack line defense. Jack Salt has actually become much more of an option inside. He's more athletic than you think. But this kid, Kihei Clark, that they picked up, little freshman, enables them to get some turnovers and quick baskets. He also allows Jerome and Guy to play off the ball, which I don't know of anyone better than Jerome running a curl off the ball for a catch and shoot off a pick. I mean, he's just fantastic. They have had their moments. Florida State did beat them the other day. I saw the game, had the game. And Florida State is a team that you probably don't need to sleep on and on their half of the bracket either because of their physicality and their depth. But Virginia is a team that I think, you're right, the draw is good. I think they got an easier draw than Duke. But I think they're going to run into a Tennessee team in the Elite Eight that will give them a problem. Tennessee losing the way they did to Auburn is only going to make Rick Barnes' squad that much tougher in this tournament. And I think that's the one ACC team that is going to go down and not make it to the Final Four. I think Tennessee, with Williams and Admiral Schofield, they got a lesson taught to them by Auburn in the SEC championship. And this is a veteran team, I mean a big-time veteran team that I think could get it all the way to the NCAA Final Four. So that's my other pick that you need to keep an eye on, along with Texas Tech. Texas Tech is the team coming out of the other region that I feel has a great opportunity to make it all the way to the national championship.
Tim, here in Chicago, we've been spoiled the last couple of years. We've seen a local story become a national sort of curiosity. Northwestern 2 years ago and last year with Loyola. You mentioned your Final Four teams, but if there's a mid-major team, if there's a team that nobody's looking at that has a possibility of capturing everybody's imagination, is any team come to mind?
Well, Nevada, you know, they were a Sweet 16 team a year ago. Eric Musselman's done a really good job. They are matched up, and I think the winner of that game, actually, even if it's not Texas Tech, let's say it's Buffalo. If Buffalo beats Texas Tech in the second round, I think they've got a really good shot. They'll more than likely have to play St. John's. The winner of the Arizona State St. John's play-in game will play Buffalo. That guy's done a hell of a job, and I think they are – they are built for success. But Texas Tech is just loaded. And defensively, you know, Chris Beard has just a team that will get up in your chin, in your grill, turn the game into an absolute grind, very similar to what Eric Musselman likes to do. I just think because Nevada's been there before, that's a team to really keep an eye on. The other club that sort of jumps out at me that nobody really wants to address is, and I think they're the kind of team that, you know, if they win one game, there's no reason why they couldn't win a second game and get on a roll. And again, New Mexico State is a team that's been, I think, in 7 of the last 8 tournaments. They have always had a chance to win their first round game. They've never really been blown out, and they're going to get Auburn, a team that relies so heavily on the 3-point shot.
Right.
And they made a ton of them, obviously. And Bruce Pearl is doing with the talent he has at Auburn all he can. But they got punched out in the second round last year. And I think when you live and die solely by the 3, a bad shooting night can really hurt you. New Mexico State is a team to keep an eye on. If they happen to win, then they get Kansas. They get Kansas in the second round potentially. And we know the Jayhawks are struggling. So if you're looking for a super Sweet 16 team that would really shock the world, New Mexico State may be that team.
I like it.
We'll let you go, Tim. Just curious, Florida State, that bracket's interesting. Gonzaga, you got Syracuse there. You got Murray State with a future pro. Marquette obviously struggled a little bit. But Florida State could – I'm not a big Zags guy, which I gotta fight that I don't know why, but I've never
been. Well, I think it's because of who they play after December. They just don't play anybody. And you think and to some extent, Mark Few's teams, until they got off the schneid and got to the Final Four. You know, Virginia's facing that same image problem nationally that the Zags did. And until you get to the Final Four, you don't shred it. And part of the problem for Gonzaga is, you know, just location, location, location. But at Florida State is a team size-wise that really matches up well with them.
Right.
And I think that Florida State will be able to take out Marquette in the second round, get to the second weekend, and I think they can beat Gonzaga. I'm right there with you. Hmm. I've got Florida State getting to the Elite Eight, losing ultimately to Texas Tech. That side of the bracket is more open, very competitive. That's a great call on your part.
Thanks so much, Tim. Thanks for everything.
Thanks, Tim.
Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.